Jordan Peterson attacks legacy media scum rats for lying about slavery. By Peter Cattle on May 11, 2023. Canadian academic Jordan Peterson has lashed out at scum rats within the legacy media for lying about slavery. The psychologist has taken issue with a report on slavery published in the UK media on Wednesday, calling those responsible for the article scum rats who were lying about the UK's role in slavery. Published in The Guardian, the article called on newly crowned King Charles III to focus more on the role of both the monarch and the United Kingdom in slavery and other so-called legacies of racism. Peterson, however, has taken serious issue with such a characterization, with the Canadian seemingly being particularly upset that the role the UK's Royal Navy played in ending the international slave trade worldwide was omitted entirely. "You absolute scum rats," Peterson wrote online. "You are literally standing the truth on its head." According to a report by Sky History, between the years of 1808 and 1860, the Royal Navy seized somewhere in the region of 1,600 slave ships and freed around 150,000 slaves in their efforts to stamp out the practice. Another fact committed by The Guardian was the fact that thousands of British sailors are reported as losing their lives in the process. The West Africa Squadron was one of the most deadly Royal Navy commands ever, with one British sailor dying for every 9 slaves freed, a considerable toll underlying Britain's determination to stamp out the trade at a great cost to itself. The UK government spent 40% of its annual budget in the 1830s buying the freedom of 61,000 slaves. The loan taken out by the government to fund the Abolition Act was only paid off in 2015, with taxpayer cash generated by modern Britons going towards the project of freeing those in slavery. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.